The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, I certainly hope you had an awesome 4th of July. And we certainly had a busy one and a crowded one at the Noble House, thanks to Pastor Chris Connell, who filled in for me last week on Wednesday and Friday. So we had 18 people staying at our house over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, basically a family reunion on my wife's side, which was wonderful. We had a blast, and then we added 8 more on Sunday on 4th of July just for fun. So we got up to 26 people at our house for the 4th of July, pretty much all day, all afternoon. We probably started shutting things down, I don't know, 11 o'clock at night, something like that. So let me just offer a sincere apology to President Biden. Because if you go back a few months, he was talking about, you know, hopefully if everybody takes the vaccine seriously, then maybe you can have 3 or 4 people over for the 4th of July. And on that day, I did the show, and on that day I said, I am absolutely going to disobey that. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have a party at our house, which is exactly essentially what we did. So there you go. Just owning it. Right here on the show, right here on live radio, Facebook Live, YouTube Live at the Steve Noble Show page in either place. It was a wonderful time, and we had a great holiday weekend. And so as we're moving into the beginning of the month, normally we would do a full Money Monday, which we're going to do a full Money Monday on a Tuesday. You probably figured that out because I wasn't here yesterday. And in what we're going to do is something a little different because I had a great 4th of July. I hope you had a great 4th of July. And I can tell you, as a matter of fact, that our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com, also had a good 4th of July, but perhaps for a different reason than the rest of us. But David, how you doing, my buddy? Thanks for calling in.
I'm doing great, Steve. Thanks for having me. As always, on a Tuesday at instead of a Monday, but
Tuesday instead of a Monday. But every once in a while, we get a curveball and we work around them. So always appreciate your flexibility. And so for those of you that have been around the show for a while, David's been on for several years, and we've been doing radio together for a long time. And David's gone through a journey with the Lord regarding health and what that can do to you, especially when the diagnosis is bad and the fear factor is there. And so instead of doing a full regular Money Monday today, we're talking about financial issues the whole time. We're going to spend the first half just talking about the Lord and sharing a testimony of what God has done in David's life, as well as with his wife, Marianne, and their family and his business. And for those of you that have been around for a while, you remember us talking about this and praying for David. And so we're just going to give God the glory he so richly deserves today. And then we'll talk about some financial stuff in the second half of the show. But that was a pretty cool call last week, David, when you let me know some more good news and what the Lord's been doing with your body specifically.
Yeah, so I have had some excellent news. I will say miraculous news is really the terminology, because I was told by 6 doctors in November 2018 to get your financial affairs in order. You have 3 months to a year to live. There is no cure for you. And I'll tell the story here in a moment, how that went from there to the end of the story. Being last week, I was told by my cardiologist, after going through a test that says how healthy I'm getting, she came over and shook my hand. He says, David, I see no reason why you will not now live to be 100 years old. I was flabbergasted, and I gave God the glory, obviously.
Yeah, because early on, David, and when you shared it with me, and then when we took it and shared it with, to a certain extent, with all of our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ on the show, it was dire. And so what was the problem? What was the deal? What did you find out that led most of these doctors to say, you better get your affairs in order?
So in 2016, I was misdiagnosed by my primary care physician having asthma. I was put on inhalers, and as time went on, I was put on multiple inhalers, pills. I even bought my own breathing machine in 2018, have a regular of those done on me, and I stopped working out, had problems walking and breathing and talking at the same time. It got really worse. And then in November 17th, the second Saturday of the month in 2018, I had excruciating pain in my left side of my stomach. And my wife said, should we go to the doctors? I said, no, let me just see how I feel. The next day on Sunday in the afternoon, I told Marianne, I said, listen, I have this overwhelming feeling in my spirit. I am not going to wake up tomorrow. Mm. And she said, let's go to the hospital. So we lived about an hour from the major hospitals. We went to a small local hospital. I was checked in. They told me I didn't have asthma. They were running a lot of tests on me. And then within about an hour, they put me in an ambulance, went to the major hospital. They didn't tell me what I had. I went directly into the operating room, had a thing called an angiogram, which determines how much blockage you have in your arteries, cholesterol. I was completely clean. So my plumbing was fine. More tests were done. They found out that my heart infraction, my pump, only pumped at 10%, which when that happens, Steve, one of two things happens. You either die or you get a heart transplant. And I was not on the heart transplant list because I just found out that I had a heart massive heart issue. The pain that was in my stomach, what they determined that was from is I had a clot in my heart, in my lower left-hand chamber. And normally it goes to your brain. It didn't go to my brain. It went to my spleen. And that's what stopped the blood flow, and that's what caused the pain. So it was just a very challenging time. My vitals were completely out of whack. My organs were shutting down due to not getting enough heart blood from my heart, and my kidneys were being taxed. They thought I was going to have kidney failure from the dye from the angiogram. And about four or five doctors told me that there's a chance that you might not make it. So it was very challenging, and a few other things happened. Thanksgiving was the fifth day I was in the hospital, which really bothered my wife. On the seventh day, because that's her big day of the year, and Christmas, where she loves to cook, and she does a phenomenal job at that. But on the seventh day, I had a bad headache, and they gave me aspirin, and 20 minutes later, they thought I was having a stroke, so they ran me downstairs to put me in the chamber to see if I was having a stroke or not, and they determined I wasn't. But what they figured is some of the blood clot that was in my heart actually did go to my brain, and that broke loose and then traveled through my body. So the good news, I didn't have a stroke. But on the 10th day, they told me really how bad the news was, and they said only 5% of the people with what I have recover. Yeah. And they gave me 3 months to a year to live with no cure.
3 months to a year, no cure. We're talking to David Fisher, our good friend from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. It is a full Money Monday on a Tuesday. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Hopes. What an appropriate little lyric there as we come back into today's Money Monday show. A little bit of a different thing. Testimony today as we're talking to our good friend David Fisher. And I'm going to bring David back on here in just a second on the break on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. So we're here in the studio. So when you're on the radio, you're listening to the commercial break. But here in the studio on Facebook Live and YouTube Live, we're not. So we can kind of continue a conversation. So I was talking about, you know, the only thing that I could do here from Raleigh, North Carolina, when David's told out there in Arizona, you've got 3 months to 12 months to live. You better get your affairs in order. The only thing I could do is pray. And then I caught myself and said, listen to that. The only thing I could do. Oh, I got to reach into my bag and pull out the spiritual atom bomb. Like, that's the only thing I can do. Like, it's insignificant. But prayer factors enormously into this story today, as David is sharing with us. And that really struck me, David, when I was just like, why am I saying it's the only thing I can do? It's the most powerful thing we can do is to take it to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah, I was. I concur with that, and I want to thank you, Steve, and all your listeners. So many people prayed for me. People called me and said, "I'm just praying for you," and you know, it really touched my life.
Yeah.
The moment that I heard this bad news, I was angry. I had a time with the Lord. Marion went down to the cafeteria to get a cup of coffee, a scripture came to my heart as I was reading my Bible, and it was 1 Peter 4, sorry about this. I'm so grateful for the Lord, the Amen. Things he's done in my life. It says, anyway, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal amongst you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. It's totally my life at this point. Went back in 2018, Steve. Verse 13, but to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also as the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation. So when my wife, I said to the Lord, if you want me to be here, I'm not afraid of dying. I know I'm yours. I've accepted you as my Lord and Savior. I walked with the Lord for a long time at that point in my life. But I feel like I'm not done, but it's your will. You determine this, and I vow to you, Lord, if you want to heal my body, and it will only be healed by you, I will serve you all the days of my life, and I'll be your voice to encourage people in their health and in their lives. And so my wife came back from the cafeteria, and I said, honey, we're selling our house. We're moving close to the office because we were an hour and a half away, so it was a three-hour commute every day. We're going to get a one-story house. We had a two-story. You're going to have a gourmet kitchen of your dreams. My wife loves to cook. She says, the doctors are saying you only have 3 months to a year live. I said, I'm telling you, I'm proclaiming different. I'm not a name and claim it kind of guy. I said, but I have to believe something greater than me, of a miracle happening, that this is what I believe the Lord wants to do. It's going to be a long walk. And so she says, okay, I stand with you, and I welcome that. So by Thanksgiving, a year later, within 2 days before Thanksgiving, we had our new home. My wife was moving in her pots and pans, and she cooked Thanksgiving. I was not 6 feet under. I was sitting at the dining room table, and we had a blessing of a time. And that was the first year after all this happened, the doctor said otherwise. So God works in miraculous, wonderful ways.
Yeah, and it must have been, you know, we can look at it from this point because the recent report, and he's like, well, you're going to live to 100, and it was so enjoyable, and I'm going to use that word purposefully. It was so enjoyable to receive your call last week when you were sharing with me about the doctor. And by the way, just so everybody knows, David and I are friends, we're brothers in Christ. Our relationship extends well beyond this radio show. And so to have your brother call you to share that kind of news, and you've done it many, many times, and it wasn't always great, it's just a real, it's a blessing. But that's when Jesus is talking about it and urging us to all the one another's in Scripture to help carry one another's burdens. And even if we can't be in the room with one another, we can certainly pray for one another. But for you and Mary Ann, it must have been times of up and times of down, up on the mountain high and then down in the valley, literally of the shadow of death. And I think, David, we need to cut ourselves some slack, maybe as we go through this, and I'm sure people listening are going through it and have gone through it, that it really is kind of a fight, and you have your ups and your downs. I'm sure you guys experienced that.
I've been in the operating room 5 times, heart-related. It's been more downs than ups, but a lot of things, mileposts of ups that kept me in the game. Just when you think, you know, you're at the end of your rope and everything says there's no hope, I chose to have hope. And people like yourself and others called me at just unreal times and encouraged me. That's why I have to give back. And I'll say this today. If you want to, anybody who's hearing my voice, if you're going through any sort of challenge, You don't have to give your name. You don't have to give me your phone number. You specifically ask for me, and I want to pray for you. I want to encourage you. I want to walk with you in your challenge with your life until the day of glory happens or God heals you here on earth. That is my commitment. This is not even about gold. This is so much bigger than that, and that's what I really believe the purpose of this really has been. So I'm a blessed man, and I want to give that blessing to many others that hear my voice, because I've prayed for so many people since this has all happened that have called my company from hearing you, Steve, and many other radio programs. And I believe that the Lord wants to touch lives today in a great way.
Yeah, and that's where, for a lot of us, David, I've struggled with this sometimes myself. My wife, Gina, does sometimes. Sometimes we struggle to put those prayer requests out there because, yeah. You're kind of involving people with something that's personal. It's not always pretty, and you're exposing yourself, so to speak. However, if we don't do that, and this is the way I remind people, if we don't do that, you're actually robbing your brothers and sisters of the blessing of being able to help shoulder your burden. And so that's the way the whole body works, is we're all blessed. Even when one of us is hurting, when the rest of us can come behind you and pray, there is a unique blessing in that, and everybody wins. The God's economy works way better than ours does.
You know, I'm praying for a lady named Lisa and her husband, that she has a miraculous healing. I'm praying for a man named Frank and his wife, Maria. I'm praying for a guy named Scott. He has leukemia. I've been praying for him for a long time since I found out his situation. You know, and that's what the body of Christ does. Even though they might not know I'm praying for them, a couple of them do know that, but yeah. That is what we're called to do when part of the body hurts. Yeah. and is, you know, needs our help. And you were there for me, brother, and I felt this just like you describe, being a burden. I want everybody to hear my voice. You're not being a burden if you call me or you know, send me an email. We're here for you. And that's what the body of Christ does.
That's exactly right, and it's such a blessing for all of us. David, we're gonna hit the bottom of the hour break in about 35 seconds, but I'm going to do a quick prayer right quick and just thank the Lord for what he's done in your life. And then we'll hit the break, and then we'll come back, and we'll turn the corner and talk about some things going on out there in the world of the economy. Father God, we just come before you humbled and joyous and celebrating what you've done in David's life and Marianne and their family and his health and his business, Lord. And we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor. And Lord, help us to be bold in our prayers and to be hopeful in them and bold in them, Lord, and being able to trust your providence and your goodness, because all your promises are yes and amen. And we just praise you and glorify you and worship
yes,
you
Lord.
For our brother David. And we ask that in Christ's name. David, we'll be right back. Thanks, buddy. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. By the way, if you missed the show, like yesterday, I played a show I did a couple years ago. I've taught Constitution and Civics for 8 years now, getting ready to teach year number 9 this fall, also adding U.S. history. But there's a lot of interesting history behind the Declaration of Independence, which is what we were celebrating on Sunday, the 4th of July. So yesterday I did a show. It was a best of show, but you can still catch it and go to the webpage. Just go to thestevenobleshow.com, or you can get the show wherever podcast, pretty much every major podcast platform we're on. And go check that one out. That was basically the history of the Declaration of Independence and is America a Christian nation and what was going on back in the 1700s and starting actually back in the 1500s and the Reformation that led up to the Declaration of Independence and what was God's hand and all of that. You don't want to overplay it. A lot of people will act like our founding fathers were a bunch of evangelical born-again Christians. Many of them, if not most of them, were not in terms of like being born again evangelical. So it's complicated and it's nuanced and it's interesting. On a scale from 1 to 10, I would say that the Declaration of Independence was influenced by a Christian worldview somewhere between a 6 and a 7 out of 10. But it's an amazing story. And so that's what I did. That's the show that we played yesterday. Always trying to inform you as well as myself. I'm an ongoing lifelong learner. And one of the things that most of us need help with is understanding what's going on in the world of finance. And the Bible talks a lot about money and possessions. There's actually more verses specific to money and possessions than there are verses on prayer and even faith specific. And so the Bible has a lot to say about money and possessions because most of us struggle with it in one way or another. And that's why we have a regular date with our good friend and our brother in Christ, David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com is the website. And by the way, David did mention that he would love to forget what his business does, forget all that other stuff. Just think in terms of a brother in Christ who's been down a tough road, and he would love to pray with you. So if you just want somebody to listen and pray with you, especially because David was, they were telling him 3 to 12 months of life, that was just like 3 years ago, and then here he is, and God's done an amazing thing. But you heard, if you were listening to the first half of the show, David, I really appreciate that you wear your heart on your sleeve and your offer to pray with people. So if you want to just call and ask for David specifically, just say, I just heard him on Steve Noble's show, and I'd love to pray with him. If that's what you want to do, you can do that. So I'm going to give you the phone number for David, and then you can call and just ask for him specifically. Probably wait till after 5 p.m. Eastern time today, because we'll be on the air until then. But their phone number is 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. 25-75, especially if you're facing some challenging physical things like David did. He's in a unique position to love on you and pray for you. So, David, thank you so much for that invitation.
Absolutely. And just to let you know, I would let our receptionist, Chelsea, know that those are those specific callers. Those are not going out to my normal people on my in my company on the floor. And it's specifically, excellent. I will talk with them personally.
Wonderful. We appreciate that. So we'll turn the corner. Let's go through some of these topics that we're always looking at. Number one, really, on Wall Street, it's all over the news. We're dealing with it more. We're feeling it more is, of course, the issue of inflation. So give us the latest details and kind of a summary of what we should be thinking about and what perhaps we should be doing about it.
Well, inflation is much more worse than what everybody's expected, the Fed included, and even Jerome Powell said that. But the various measurements of inflation have hit multi-decade highs. The consumer price index, I said that's up 5%. They thought it was going to come in at 4.2. The producer prices are up at 6.6%, the largest 12-month increase on record ever. The personal consumption expenditures, the PCE, this is a mouthful of terminology here, just another target or index that the Fed uses. It's up at 3.9%. So when you exclude food and energy, it's at 3.4%, the highest since 1992. The bottom line, inflation is being insistent by the Fed that it's transitory. While other things are saying it's not transitory, we're seeing businesses that have laid off a significant amount of people last year having a tough time replacing them in labor shortages such as farms and the service, manufacturing, and restaurant industry. Which means that they're waiting for higher wages coming, and wages haven't kept up. They're really at the 1960 levels when you adjust it for inflation. Bottom line is lumber and oil says inflation is not transitory. Bank of America said transitory is hyperinflation. Kyle Bass, a billionaire, said last week that the U.S. is already grappling with real inflation rates above 10%. And Wisdom Tree said our picture of view is that inflation is not temporary. Inflation could rise as much as 20% over the next 5 years. So inflation is here because we got massive stimulus, $22.4 trillion worth of stimulus that's happened in the last 16 months. That's why we have inflation.
And so what impact is that having on the stock market? A lot. Not everybody actually is in the stock market and 401ks and investments and things like that. When you look at the year to date, David, you go, okay, the stock market's had a pretty good run this year despite some of these things. But today it's down over 200 points. So how is it going to affect it? What can we expect in the future?
Well, with all this stimulus that's happened, Steve, it's stimulated the stock market. But what happens when something forms a bubble, it takes a one or two event and the bubble bursts. And so when you look at what's happening here, the model of the S&P 500, that we call the 50-month moving average, the S&P is currently 40% over that number, which historically has been stretched five times. And of those five times where it's done at this level where we're currently at, only once did the market rally more, and that was the tech bubble in 1999, and that was followed by a 72% loss. So get ready for a market correction. In fact, your friend and my distant friend, TJ, you sent me an email from him. He said that the current S&P 500 ratio, PE ratio, is over 45. We should be around 17. And he says, you know, the chart shows that why people are fearful of a Fed tapering or a taper tantrum. And he says the market takes the stairs up and the elevator down. Oh, which four, please? And that's where we're going. Eventually, we're going to have a huge market correction.
And so do we see institutional investors, do we see banks kind of positioning themselves? Oftentimes, David, you'll bring into the conversation what billionaire hedge fund managers are doing because they're ahead of the game. They're looking down the road. So can we learn something from what's happening at that level?
Well, they're all saying pretty much the same thing. I don't want to say 100%, but the vast majority billionaires and hedge fund managers are saying it's not a transitory inflation, and they're just making adjustments. They're saying get some cryptos, but be careful with cryptos because it's not tested and true for an inflationary hedge, but it should be a good thing to have in your portfolio, but a very small amount percentage. They're also, you know, obviously most of them are saying get some gold in your portfolio, because gold and silver were the number one asset classes in the 70s. So they're saying diversify, and don't expect, they're also saying don't expect the returns that we've been having to have in the future. And traditionally, gold that's the month of June, July, and is not a good month for gold, and it's not been a good month for gold, but it is going to be a very good month for gold in August and September traditionally. So it's, if you can, you know, be the contrarian and buy ahead of the curve, that's what these big billionaires are saying. It's, they're saying that gold will make a big move. We're just in the early beginnings of the market starting to form its balance, or its bottom right now, and yeah, it's going to make another move here. So you want, that's when you want to be purchasing.
Well, I would encourage people, David, because you know, we hear stories about inflation. We go out, we notice what's going on at the pump. I've noticed things in the grocery store. Certainly when you look at like some of the crazy lumber things going on, but you look at the cost of new construction here in the Triangle area, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the cost of new construction has gone way up as a result of some of those things. I just don't know that people are connecting the dots. They know they're paying more, but they're not thinking through it a whole lot and thinking, well, this is inflation and this is going to continue to have an impact on me. Do you think that the average person is putting two and two together, or do you think we're just kind of getting by day after day?
Most of the people, the articles that I'm reading are they're saying, they're describing the behavior of their, most humans are not putting this two and two together yet because they're not seeing it right now. They're not seeing the extent of inflation. But when Bank of America says, hey, we're going to have transitory hyperinflation, and Wisdom Tree says we're going to 20% inflation in the next 5 years, people don't see those numbers now. They didn't see it in 1971 or 72,
yeah. Yeah.
But they saw it in 1978.
Right.
So we're at the beginning of the cycle.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We've got a whole generation, David, that when we start talking about how bad things were in the 1970s, and especially when in the late 70s when Jimmy Carter was the president, that you might as well be talking to them in a foreign language. They just have no way of recalling that. Have we seen an inflationary environment like the one that looks like we're walking into? I mean, since then, has there been a period since the late 70s when we've seen inflation be that aggressive?
No, and that's why people say, oh, don't buy gold, don't buy silver, it's not a good investment. That's because gold and silver went dormant for 20 years, from 1980 to 2001-ish, and then it started its bull market again from 2001 to 2011. So when you look at any market, when it goes into a bear market, it's not a good investment. But we are headed towards inflation,
yeah,
because you
yeah.
can't print all this money and stimulate. And they're not done stimulating. The government's still trying to pass bills to stimulate.
Exactly right. They're going to keep doing that. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We've got one more segment with David. He mentioned silver and gold. That's kind of his sweet spot. So we're going to talk about that, what's going on with the gold and the precious metals markets, and how do you use it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you, doing a Full Money Monday with our friend David Fisher, a Full Money Monday on a Tuesday. Normally, it's the first Monday of the month, but then the subsequent Mondays, we just do a little Money Monday update, which is the last segment of the show, which is what we're into now. But talking to our good friend David Fisher, who brings his quarter century plus expertise to the show each Monday. And again, why so often? Why on a regular basis? Because the Bible talks a lot about money and possessions. And so I make sure, and David obviously enables that, to make sure that we talk about it on a regular basis. I know that not everybody, I know some people are like, they glaze over, they're not paying attention, or they're not interested, or perhaps you just don't have much money in the market, but there's a lot of people that do. And whether we're talking about the specifics of the economy, the banking system, whether we're talking about gold and silver, precious metals, as we're going to do now, it's a heart issue for most of us. And so we have to talk about it, kind of keep it on the table, but we're also called to be good stewards of it, and we are held accountable for that. So how do you be a good steward of whatever amount of money the Lord has allowed you to work with? That's part of what we're doing. And so it's an important topic, and one that we talk about regularly. And so thankful, David, for you and your friendship and your expertise. Thanks again for spending the whole hour with us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me on your program, as always.
As always, of course, my pleasure. So when it comes to gold and silver, and for people that are newer to the show, like 5-10 years ago, that kind of brought with it, there were not many people talking about gold and silver on big platforms, national shows or otherwise. And when you did, I mean, you know this about me, David, but when we first started talking all the way back in 2016, I was like, I don't know. And we literally spent hours on several different phone calls to get me educated, because you got to get through me if you're going to get at least on this show. And I was educated, and then it made sense to me, and I understood, and became a customer myself. But for a lot of people, David, it's kind of the unknown. They don't really think about it. So when somebody has like zero knowledge of using precious metals as in a diversified portfolio, because that's a big important concept, is diversification, especially in the crazy days that we're in. Where do you kind of start with people when they're just trying to understand, okay, I understand that gold and silver has value. I know it goes up and down, but I don't know exactly how to use it or why I should use it. Kind of how do you start from ground zero in that conversation?
Well, we have a piece of literature about the 10 common mistakes and myths about gold and silver, and that addresses a lot of them. Things like, how do I, you know, go to the grocery store with my gold and silver? And the answer is, you won't, just like you won't go there with your stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. So we explained the ABCs, and we're, you know, big on education, big on strategy, and, you know, so that we feel that if people are given the correct facts and actually what it does, what it doesn't do also, because it's not going to make you rich, it's not going to change your lifestyle, where you're going to eat or any of those things, but it's going to hedge against a stock market correction. And a great example is what happened in 2008. Stocks went down 35 to 50%. Gold went up opposite of that, significantly, several hundreds of percent. And, you know, cash was king. Real estate didn't do too well either. And so gold is a diversifying tool. And, you know, the Wall Street and a lot of financial planners are not pro-gold. In fact, today it's kind of like this whole environment, like stay away from gold again. It reminds me of the environment of the Wall Street Journal in the year 2000. There was a title of the year 2000. The title of a Wall Street Journal article said, "Gold has lost its luster." Little did that article come out on the very same day that gold was at the lowest point before the biggest bull run we had prior to the one inflation. And gold went on an aggressive bull market, outperformed stocks for the next 11 years. And so, you know, it's the same environment happening now, but you add inflation moving forward. So we're like in 1970 before inflation, but the sentiment on year 2000 about gold. So now's the time to be learning about gold and silver, what it does, you know, and I could talk for hours on this, but we don't have hours on your show. So I encourage your listeners just to call my company, get some of those answers, get a packet, and start to learn to see what gold does, what it doesn't do, and silver. So you can see if gold or silver is a right thing for your portfolio. There's no pressure. There's no coercing or none of that.
Yeah, and education is really the key. And figure it out for yourself and pray about things, whether you're talking about your investments or any other decision you needed to make. The Lord has told us right there, pretty clear right there in James, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. And the Holy Spirit's going to help you. And then you got to talk to people that you trust and know. And it's nice to have somebody in these industries that's a believer. It's not always a requirement, but when I can find somebody that's shrewd and is also a believer, man, that's just an awesome combination. So a lot of people, I think, are just confused about, like you said, David, they get possession of some gold. Maybe it's a gold bullion. Maybe it's like something from a James Bond movie. And what am I supposed to do with that at the Harris Teeter when I just need to buy some groceries? Or other people look at it because you can buy some ETF, electronically traded funds. You can do different things like that. So how people go, okay, I'm interested. Maybe I would get some of this. What are we talking about? Get some of it, buy some of it. What form does that take?
Well, it comes in bars or coins, and there's different markets. There's like 1,000 different markets in gold and silver, just like there's 1,000 markets in stocks. And so there's different markets that do different things for different types of investors for different reasons. They have benefits and drawbacks. And we go over some of the distinctive markets, that four distinct markets that all the markets fall under, and people start making some financial decisions on what market might be best for them. So that's why it's very important to work with a specialist. You know, like if I was having a heart issue, which I did, I didn't go to my dentist. So I went to a top cardiologist, in fact, now looking back. So it's important to work with people who are specialized in that field. And that's what we do here. I've been doing this for 27 years.
Yeah, and I'm a word picture guy, so when we say diversification, one of the pictures that comes into my head is the sailboat. You got the big sail up top catching all the wind, which can be the crazy market. What's underneath your boat? Well, you got to have a keel. You got to have a counterbalance or a teeter-totter. We all remember that from when you're kids and you jump off the end and your alleged friend on the other end goes crashing down. That's where you need some balance and some diversification. It's been kind of a wild year as the stock market is gone up and some shakes and some ups and downs in there. But what's an update on the performance of gold and silver these days?
Well, gold and silver is actually down year to date around 6%. I thought it would be different, but I also had to remind myself that this is exactly what it did in the early 70s. It didn't perform in 70, 71, 72, but it aggressively started performing in 73. Why? Because the stock market became overvalued in 73, and it had a 50% pullback in 73, and it only went up 2%, the Dow I'm referring to, in a 9-year period from 1971 to 1980. And gold went 37% per year average, and silver went from $1.50 to $50. So history has proven that when you have inflation, it's not if we're going to have it, we will have inflation. It's just how much. And most are saying it's massive inflation coming. History has proven that gold and silver is the asset class that you want to have some sort of representation. Not all your money. Don't put all your money in any asset class. Yeah. Diversify, and that's what this does for you.
Yeah, and we're talking, of course, on an individual level, but in the last couple of years, it's been amazing to see governments and big financial institutions buying gold. Is that something we should pay attention to?
I think you're going to see more and more of that. Big hedge funds have been buying gold. I've never seen in the last 3 years so many billionaires talk about gold, so many hedge funds buy gold, so many governments buying gold. The World Gold Council is listing the last 3 years, except for 2020 because of COVID, have been the top three buying years of central banks than over a 50-year period of time. So something is up. The central banks, by their buying behavior, is telling us something is going to happen financially bad in the future. So if they're doing this, then, you know, follow suit, do what the big money is, and that's what the big money is saying and doing.
Yeah, it's again, back to my word pictures. If you got a bunch of boat manufacturers and they're all of a sudden talking about the size of the keels that they're installing on these sailboats that they're putting out to market, you go, oh, why are they talking about the keels so much? Well, maybe that's because we're coming into hurricane season. You got some high winds coming. You need to be prepared for that. And so it's such an important topic and for people to understand. And again, David, you mentioned, but what's the best way? People are like, okay, I want to start getting educated. I want to understand this and have a better handle on it. What should they do?
Well, the best way is to get some material from us. We have an investment packet that will explain the different markets, explain the misunderstanding, and correct that with facts and figures and truth. And, you know, how you can also take advantage of investing in gold and silver in your IRA or 401k and take possession of it without a tax liability, so you can do that with retirement money. So call the company, get that packet, learn about it, and then you'll have some questions. We can talk in the future if they'd like.
Yeah, which would be great. So how do people do that, the information in terms of contacting you?
Well, they can call us 844-604-2575. I'll give the number out again, 844-604-2575, or they can go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
And again, just as a reminder, that's the same phone number that we gave out earlier as David was sharing what the Lord has been doing in his life over these last 3+ years with respect to his health and that initial report that you've only got three months to a year, better get your affairs in order. And here he is doing just wonderful, and a great report from the doctor just last week. And praising the Lord for that. So again, if you just want to pray, somebody that can understand, especially if you're going through a difficult health crisis, somebody that can understand that, that would be David's pleasure. So if you call, he'd let his front desk know. If you call, just say, hey, I just heard David on Steve Noble's show. I just wanted to pray with him. I just wanted him to pray with me. That's the same phone number that you can use. Okay, so that's 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. David's more on the out west in Arizona, so they're a couple hours behind us. So on the East Coast, it's about 5 o'clock, but there it's only 3 o'clock, so there's plenty of time left to do that. David, thank you so much for sharing once again all that the Lord has done in your life, and we just come alongside you and praise Jesus for all that healing and how he sustained you and Marianne and your family, and just thank you again for sharing that.
Thank you, Steve, my brother, and all your listeners for praying for me. I greatly appreciate it. And
amen.
I give the Lord all the glory.
Amen. Thanks, pal. Love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye. That was David Fisher. Always great to hear the testimonies of the saints. Isn't that great? This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.